following is a presentation of 65 Toss Power Trap Productions.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. Kansas City has just completed the toughest four-game start to any schedule in the National Football League. But now the Chiefs restart the season with a Sunday home game at Arrowhead Stadium against the Chicago Bears. There'll be a lot of emotion in the stadium because it's also Breast Cancer Awareness Day. But how do the Chiefs get back on track and restart the year? Maybe by doing some of the good things offensively they did in the Cincinnati game. Alex Smith had a career-high 386 yards passing. The Chiefs' yards per play went up by 20%, and Kansas City was able to get big plays from wide receivers Jeremy Maclin and rookie Chris Conley. Both had 44-yard catches. The problem? Field goals instead of touchdowns. Now, how do the Chiefs turn those threes into sevens? We sit down with offensive coordinator Doug Peterson with his thoughts on the Chicago Bears and restarting the next quarter of the season. Plus, what about those seven field goals? It was a record-setting performance from Cairo Santos. You're going to enjoy, though, a look back in time. Remember, Cairo Santos, when he started his career with the 2014 training camp, was in a day-to-day, kick-by-kick battle with the incumbent, Ryan Succop. Santos won the job and became a game-winning kicker with his 48-yarder on the road last year at San Diego, and now he's a record-setting kicker. But that's the past for Cairo. What about the present? Well, our Chiefs reporter, B.J. Kissel. Now, by the way, brush up on your Portuguese, although I think the interview's in English. But B.J. Kissel talks with the new Chiefs record-setting kicker, Cairo Santos, as we go onto the helmet. Now Santos will try a 51-yard field goal, which would be his seventh field goal of the game and a Chiefs record. Colquitt looks for the go sign. Placement is down. The kick by Santos is up. Has he got this thing lined up? And is it long enough? It is good. Seven field goals by Cairo Santos.
Cairo, as a rookie last year, you broke Pro Football Hall of Famer Jan Stenerud's record for rookie points in a season, 113. Now, this year, you got a nice little streak going. Eight consecutive field goals last week. A perfect 7-for-7. What was it like to get all those field goals and to be so consistent in that game?
It was awesome. You know, every game we spent a long time warming up, just preparing for the wind and just kind of figuring out our game plan. You know, I like to visualize my kicks before they go in. So I spent a lot of time kicking both sides, and then we happened to get most of those seven kicks into the wind. So I actually hit the ball the way I visualized it, the way I talked to Dustin before the kick. And so it was just great to go out there and just know that you hit the ball well and you did your job to help the team. So it's very satisfying.
It seems like whatever is your routine in college or your routine here in the NFL, that you're still pretty good at hitting consecutive field goals. You got eight straight right now. Thinking back to college, hit 25 straight. You're flirting with an NCAA record. What has Dustin Colquitt and those guys helped you with as far as establishing that routine and making sure that you go out there every time, that it's the same routine and that you're consistent and you hit those field goals?
Yeah, so it's like you said, it's all about routine. You know, I remember back in college when I was hitting that streak, my junior year, didn't miss one field goal. I just felt like I was in such a good rhythm, and that goes into like the way I run in the field and visualize the kick and all that. We felt that, you know, my one miss this year was a 51 first week. I fell out of rhythm. I felt like I ran in the field kind of too late and just didn't set up quite the way that I wanted. So we worked on that. We worked on being even more ready for that moment. And one of the things I love most about Dust is, you know, the leadership that he brings, being that mentor to me. You know, he kind of sees the same thing that I do, but in an even more experienced perspective because he's been here for so long. So he helps me out a ton.
Let's go, guys. Hey, it's going to be a street fight. One play at a time now.
Let's start it off.
Refuse to be blocked. A lot of vision. Let's go. Get in front. Hit squad. 1, 2, 3. Hit squad. Let's go.
When you mentioned Coach Tobe, he's widely known as one of the best special team coaches in the NFL. You get to work with him every day. Just what's it like playing for him, and how does he help you individually?
Yeah, he's one of those guys that he's never going to let me get too happy with myself, but never too low either. So when I gone through struggles. He's done everything to help me out, to always look for the next kick. And even, you know, when I've gone through successes last year and now, you know, we're feeling good, he always reminds me, hey, it's the next kick. It's all about the next kick. So I love that about him. He's an extremely honest and fair coach. He can be very joking with you and just making you feel comfortable, but also demands a high quality work and practice and games. So I'm always working to, you know, to please him, please Coach Reed. So I never want to take that for granted. I never want to think that I'm good enough and I don't need to keep getting better, because they're always going to remind me that there's always something to improve on. So it's great to work with someone like that.
Anyone who knows your stories know how amazing it is that having been playing football all that long, came to the United States as a teenager. Do you ever step back and think, man, this is pretty special how far I've come? This is pretty cool.
Sometimes, you know, and then I catch myself, you know, just smiling and just being so happy. But then I'm always like looking for another challenge. You know, I'm always like wanting to take my game to another level. I don't look back and think that that's enough. You know, I always want to keep getting to the highest I can get. But it's just great to, you know, I've had such a great amount of support coming from Brazil and here in the U.S. with my family there and family here, that they always help me stay grounded, and they always have that support for me. So it's something that definitely makes me happy.
So the Chiefs fans loved all those field goals, but now the Kingdom would like some touchdowns to go with Cairo's kicks. There was some big playability shown, not only against Cincinnati, but in the second half against Green Bay on Monday Night Football. But now the issue, take those third down conversions and turn it into red zone production. I sat down with Chiefs offensive coordinator Doug Peterson to see where this offense is at as they restart the season against the Chicago Bears.
There's a feeling here of trying to start over. Okay, everybody's 1-3. You're getting chunk plays to Macklin. You also got a chunk play with Conley. What about the ability now to get some bigger plays at times?
Well, those are things that we have to do. We've got to be able to, whether it be off a play action pass or straight drop back. You know, we have those playmaker type guys in our system. And I mean, Jeremy Macklin goes for 148 yards, and then, you know, Chris gets involved a little bit, and, you know, Jamal has around 145 yards of total offense. So, you know, with the numbers that were put up and to not have any touchdowns, we have to look at that as a staff. I got to look at that, and we got to make sure that next time we're in that position, we get our playmakers involved, guys like Travis Kelce, Jamal Charles, Jeremy Macklin, you know, Dad, get those guys back into what we're doing. Not saying we're not doing that, but make an emphasis on that.
Right side goes to Thomas, stop and go move. Sprint to the right side, 25.
Not shooting ourselves in the foot by penalties and sacks and keeping ourselves out of potential touchdown scoring drives.
And Alex Smith, for him now, to blend the threes to sevens, what would you say going into Chicago?
You know, one of the things is, you know, as a staff, as play callers on offense, we got to make sure that are we giving him the opportunity to push the ball down the field. We've got to be able, like you said earlier, we got to get those chunk plays, particularly in the red zone, shooting the ball into the end zone, and that's something that as play callers we can decide that. And then it's up to him. He has the ball in his hands to make those decisions. You know, again, a good game for Alex. You know, from a numbers standpoint. But again, you know, putting him in those situations to take advantage of certain things and not always going backwards definitely helps your quarterback. And looking forward to Chicago now, we've got to take advantage of those big red zone opportunities, turn those threes into seven.
Okay, Chicago. John Fox loves defense. Chicago's love defense. It's kind of been the mantra of their team. What about specifically against John Fox and the Bears?
Well, with John Fox and, you know, Vic Fangio being the D coordinator there, he's brought that 3-4 scheme to Chicago. And same thing we saw with San Francisco last year when we were out there playing the Niners. But this is a good defense. From what I've seen already on tape, it's a good defense. They're flying around. They love to play some man coverage. It's going to be a tough test. You know, we're back at home, the Kingdom, the crowd. We're excited for that, and number one thing is you stick together. You know, the coaching staff, it starts with us as a staff, and then the players stick together, and we bring energy as a coaching staff to our practices, to our meetings, and nobody hangs their head. You know, this is everybody, it's one goal. We're steamrolling ahead, and you know, it's the Chicago Bears this week, and then we'll worry about next week. So, and then just taking it one play at a time. I mean, you know, by no means we're a quarter of the way done with the season, and there's a lot of football left to be played, and no excuses. We roll up our sleeves. We come to work every day, and you know, take one game at a time.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Overland Park Auto Group, home of the Red Friday Rally. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Live fearless. And by Midwest Ford Dealers, the official car and truck of the Kansas City Chiefs.
I'm Pete Sweeney with Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel, and this is Focus Point. The Chicago Bears are coming into Arrowhead Stadium. It's a battle of 2-1-3 teams, but with different feels. The Chiefs have lost 3 games in a row. The Bears are coming off their first win. And when you look at the Bears, you have to focus on Jay Cutler. Cutler actually missed game 2 games ago against the Seattle Seahawks. That was a shutout loss, but he was back last week and he looked good.
Yeah, he came back quicker than I think a lot of people thought he was going to and endeared himself to some teammates after that win they pulled off last week against the Raiders. They were down by a point with under 2 minutes to go. He orchestrated that offense, moved down the field, set them up for that game-winning touchdown. He finished that game against the Raiders, 281 yards, a couple of touchdowns. But Jay Cutler likes to take chances. That's been his MO throughout his entire career. 2 of his 3 interceptions this year are on the plus side of the field. Hopefully this weekend the Chiefs can take advantage of that.
A benefit for Cutler is that Alshon Jeffrey, who's been out since week 1, could be back this week, and it looks like that way.
Yeah, it looks like he's going to be back, coming back from that hamstring issue, and he's one of the most dynamic receivers in the NFL. 6'3", 216 pounds, in the last couple of seasons, 2,500 yards, 17 touchdowns. He played that week 1 game against Green Bay, had 5 catches for 78 yards. Definitely somebody that Bob Sutton and this defense has to account for.
And when it comes to non-receivers, you also have to deal with tight end Martellus Bennett. He actually leads the Bears in touchdowns. What makes him such a big threat?
I think it's the fact that he's big. He's 6'6", 275 pounds, and that's the kind of weapon you want across the middle. He leads the team with 31 targets, had 13 targets alone last week against the Oakland Raiders. But you look at Bennett, you look at this offense. One thing about Alshon Jeffrey missing all this time is that Jay Cutler last week got some time to develop some continuity with some other guys, and Bennett's one of them. Eddie Royal, he had 10 targets last week. So there's a lot of weapons on this Bears offense. Now that Jay Cutler's back, seems to be healthy, there's a lot on the plate for Bob Sutton's defense to account for.
So we know about the Bears passing game, but you really just can't forget about the running game either, because they got a 2-time Pro Bowler, Matt Forte, back there.
Yeah, he's been doing it a long time. He's second right now in the NFL with 367 yards on the ground. So in 3 of those 4 games, he has 20 carries. You know he's going to get his hands on the ball. We've also got to pay attention to him coming out of the backfield. Had 64 receiving yards last week against the Raiders. But the storyline of this offense in this game, to me, is how they're going to overcome the injury to their starting center, Will Montgomery, who broke his fibula actually in the 3rd play of the game last week against the Raiders. Now, Matt Slauson, the left guard, stepped in and played center. That probably will most likely be the plan they have in this game, but it's definitely something to think about as you look at guys like Dontari Poe, Jay Howard, Mike DeVito, those guys there in the middle of the defense trying to create some havoc.
All right, so we know about the Bears offense. What does Alex Smith and this Chiefs offense have to deal with the Bears from a defensive standpoint?
I think the first guy you got to look at is Pernell McPhee. He's one of those tweener outside linebacker defensive end types. He's 6'3", 275 pounds, and whether he's got in a 2-point stand or whether he's got his hand in the dirt, he's somebody that you've got to account for. If you're the Chicago Bears defense and you're looking for a big play, McPhee's going to be the first guy that they're going to turn to.
Right, and as you go back into the Bears secondary, a guy that doesn't really miss a lot of time usually but's going to be out for the Bears is safety Antrell Roll.
Yeah, he's a big part of what they do defensively, like you mentioned. Rolled his ankle. We don't know what his status is going to be yet for this game, but when he went out, it was Harold Jones-Cordy, a rookie that went in and started next to Adrian Amos, another rookie in the defensive backfield. So if he can't play and they go with Cordy again, that's a couple of rookies playing safety against this Chiefs offense at home. Might be something the Chiefs try and take advantage of.
When we return on Chiefs Insider.
Well, we first heard about him when he was one of the invitees to the combine. So we watched all his college tape, and we felt like he was the best kicker coming out of the combine.
Welcome back to Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. One of the most interesting stories on the roster for the 2015 Kansas City Chiefs actually began at training camp in 2014. Akairo Santos came to the States from Brazil as an exchange student in Florida. He was a soccer player, but the football coach in his high school said, "Why don't you try kicking a football?" Well, it turned in to a great thing for Cairo. He became the Lou Groza Award winner at Tulane and was on the cusp of setting an all-time NCAA record. He came to the Kansas City Chiefs as an undrafted free agent. And from the very beginning of his career, he had to compete for a job. Let's go back and take a look at the beginning of Cairo Santos and his time with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Cairo, what would you say is your biggest strength as a kicker?
I think because I'm not a big guy, strong like the other NFL kickers, I rely on technique and consistency. So I think
the first time I heard Cairo Santos' name is when he became a member of the Chiefs. And you're like, who's this guy?
Well, we first heard about him when he was one of the invitees to the combine. So we watched all his college tape. That was our first contact with him, really, actually, really just us looking at tape. And we felt like he was the best kicker coming out of the combine. You know, we had talked prior that I wanted to create some competition for Ryan Succop.
You know, I think Succop was a solid, steady kicker. You knew what you had with him. You knew he was going to knock through most of the easy kicks. So I think that's what made it a little bit surprising when the Chiefs went out and brought in a guy that you knew, based on his qualifications, was a real challenge.
Be totally honest with you, Cairo didn't have as strong a leg as Ryan, you know, as far as kickoffs and leg strength, as far as depth of kick goes, but he was a little bit more accurate.
Talk about your attitude coming into camp and what are you trying to accomplish?
The biggest thing for me is impress this coaching staff. You know, if I can get a job here, you know, I trust that they'll put in the word for me, for another team. I know that Coach Tobe is very well respected.
We saw that he was able to do it, and he was going to be able to compete. You don't know that until a guy gets in that atmosphere, and he was making all his kicks. So then we knew going into training camp that we were going to make it 50-50. We said, you know, we're going to really create some competition for Ryan by every time he kicks, you know, Cairo gets the same amount of kicks, and we're going to keep track of it and let him compete that way. Competition is real. We're excited about Cairo and what he's able to bring.
The team will talk about competition, and there usually is competition at every other spot, but when you made it even reps for both the way the Chiefs did, you knew that this is different than years past. This guy really has a chance to make the team.
A 27-yard attempt here for Succop, who is in the fight for the kicking job with rookie Cairo Santos. And Succop's kick is split right down the middle.
Cairo Santos from 28 yards.
Unfortunately, in the games, they didn't get a lot of opportunities, neither one of the kickers. I was like, this is not good, because there just was no chances. And I thought it was close, but I thought he had to really do something.
Santos, he's got a legit chance to win the job, and he's got a 44-yard field goal.
After 3 months and countless kicks, a fierce competition reached its conclusion with the final round of cuts just days before the 2014 season. The Chiefs finally made their choice.
Decision's made. You're going with the rookie. What are your thoughts
on
it?
No.
At least that's what I heard.
Yeah, I'm excited about seeing him.
How's it feel, man? How's it feel to make this roster?
It feels great. That's what we've been working for since I came here in May. Just had that dream, and I kept working every day. And I'm just completely honored to make this team and be a part of the Chiefs. So I'm just excited to get this going now.
Well, the Chiefs try to restart the season this week as they take on the Chicago Bears. Next week, it's a rematch of Super Bowl IV, when the Chiefs won the World Championship with a giant upset over the Purple People Eaters, the Minnesota Vikings. Next week, the Chiefs go on the road. They'll stay in the NFC North to take on Minnesota. Two of the best running backs in the game, the Chiefs' Jamaal Charles and the Vikings' Adrian Peterson, will square off in the Northland. And we'll get you ready for that Chiefs and Vikings game right here on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Overland Park Auto Group, home of the Red Friday Rally. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City, live fearless. And by Midwest Ford Dealers, the official car and truck of the Kansas City Chiefs.
65 toss power trap.